southern part of the state.
Yeah, I think so. Or not. Mobile, yeah.
Do you happen to know what Gulf that term?
Gulf of Mexico? Mm-hmm. I've been to Gulf of Mexico down Texas way and down there. Mm-hmm.
What about some big cities in Tennessee?
Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville.
What about the one you know that's right on the line over in the western part of the state? I think Elvis Presley lives there.
Memphis, that's a big one. We always go by Elvis Presley's house. We like to take him down there, take him out by his house, and we park there and let him get off the bus and take pictures, you know, around. That gives us a little leg rest, you know, too, and they get to see the house.
You're an Elvis fan?
Uh-huh.
You know, I found out that he was not born in Memphis. I found that out when I started.
He was born in Clinton, Mississippi, wasn't he?
No, it was Tupelo.
Tupelo, well, I knew it, uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know that Tupelo was the first place that I went to.
Oh, was it?
When I started this work. Mm-hmm. It surprised me, you know, walking out, going in town, so big sign, birthplace of Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
I thought it was always nice.
Yeah. You know, he was here one time at the Holiday Inn down there by me on Towson Avenue. Of course, it's changed now. It's called Peddler's Inn, but it was Holiday Inn then, south. And he was down there. And there was someone told me, well, the man who runs the Safeway store next door there told me that he was there. So I went home and got my daughter and the grandkids. It was crazy about him. And we went down there. There's a whole bunch of people down there standing waiting for him to come out. And his people that was with him, his age and all, said, oh, he's not here. He's not coming out. And they set me up. So there was a policeman standing there by us, you know. And I said, yes, he's there and we're going to stay here. I said, after all, we're the people. It's made him what he is, and we're going to see him. So anyway, he come out, and I was standing there, and he stopped and talked to us, and I introduced myself. I told him my name, you know. And he patted me on the arm. He says, lady, my mother's name is Gladys. And it was. Uh-huh. His mother's name was Gladys. Uh-huh. And he was out here at Fort Chaffee, see, when he was in training. Right here at Fort Smith. Uh-huh. And I took calls from him. I was still working telephone company, see, and I took calls from him to his mother down at Memphis.
He's really something.
Mm-hmm.
He can still pull in the crowds.
He sure can. They say he brings in bigger crowds in Las Vegas than anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was up at Tuscaloosa when I was in school, and he filled up the basketball coliseum that holds over 15,000
yeah.
people.
Mm-hmm. I never have seen him perform, but I sure would love to.
Yeah. Well, what about the biggest city in Georgia, that would be
Atlanta.
You know a seaport in Atlanta, in Georgia?
Wouldn't be Gulfport. No, that's in Mississippi. No, I don't.
Savannah. What about, have you ever heard of Phoenix City, Alabama?
Phoenix City.
You have to know of where Fort Benning is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the Army Training Center there, isn't it? Fort Benning, Georgia.
You have to know what Georgia City that's close to?
Mm-mm.
Columbus.
Is it Columbus?
I was just going to say Fort Phoenix City and Columbus are right up close to each other. Mm-hmm. Right across the river. You have to know of the city in Louisiana where Louisiana State University is located.
Is it Shreveport or Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge. What about the big city in southern Ohio that has a professional baseball team, the Reds?
Cincinnati?
Baseball team.
Not much. I just always put up a little money on the...
Yeah.
When we was working at the telephone company, they'd always, you know, when they was having the playoffs, you know, all we'd have, we'd fix up a little board.
What about just a few foreign countries? Say if you were in Paris, you'd be in
France.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in
Russia.
You know where you'd be if you were in Dublin?
Ireland.
What about, if you were asked to go somewhere without your husband, you might say, well, I won't go.
Without you. Mm-hmm.
Or, say if you like a girl, you know, a person who's just a real funny person, and you like them for that reason, somebody asks you, well, why do you like old so-and-so? You say, well, I like him.
Mm-hmm. Just because he's playing down to earth.
What would you say the biggest Protestant denomination in the
Baptist? I think it's the biggest in the world, isn't it?
Probably.